All right. I'm looking at an article from the Oregon State Bar Bulletin from May of 2021. And I want to read one of your quotes. Quote, "We have to set aside conventional ideas of proof." Let me say that again. "We have to set aside conventional ideas of proof," you said, "when we are dealing with the personal and interpersonal work of equity, division, and inclusion. As a judge, I can appreciate the challenge of employing a different mode for understanding truth than that which most lawyers are accustomed to in our work," end quote. Did you write that?
That is a quote from that article.
So when we're dealing with equity, diversity, and inclusion, we should set aside conventional ideas of proof. Is that right?
In the larger context of interpersonal and personal relationships, the idea of being able to have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, but you didn't talk about a conversation. You said proof.
It's in the context of having a conversation with somebody about the issue of their background and their experience.
When the issue is equity, diversity, or inclusion, we should have a different set of proof. Is that right?
When it comes to the space in which people have interpersonal relationships with one another, the idea of respecting and dignifying each other with their experiences is an important part of...
So all issues have one set of proof, which has been handed down by our state Supreme Courts, our U.S. Supreme Court, except you think we ought to have a different set of proof when equity, diversity, and inclusion are at issue. Is that right?
In all of my years on the bench, Senator, I have applied the law, the rules of evidence, the case precedent.
Let me move on.